The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Zach Ryan drives, runs the double team, kicks it back out top to Anderson. Kyle back over to Ryan, drives the baseline, dishes it out on the wing. Here's Roseberry for the three. No, off the iron, high rebound, brought down Langan, and he'll hit the stick back. Chris Langan is able to get the offensive put back.
Tonight, the Kearney Bearcats return to the capital city to battle the Lincoln East Spartans. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Ty will throw it in on the left wing to Goni. Takes it back up top, trying to trap Watson. She'll dribble to the right and throw back over the double team. They'll lob it into the paint. The ball will be stolen away by Snyder. Here comes Kearney in transition. 4-on-2. The runner is up and in by Lauren Spiker.
The Kearney High girls will look to get their fourth straight victory, while the boys will try to rebound from a loss in overtime to Grand Island. Both teams will try to gain momentum before facing state-rated Omaha Marion and Creighton Prep at home on Saturday. It's the Bearcats and Spartans coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lincoln East High School with ESPN's Randy Bushcutter. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Lincoln East High School for a go-boy doubleheader here on ESPN as Kearney High is on the road taking on the Spartans of Lincoln East High School. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball as we anticipate a great matchup. We take a look at the records of all four teams here. They're going to be somewhat identical on the boys' game coming up in a little bit. Lincoln East comes in at 7-7. Kearney High will come in at 6-7, and in the girls' game, Kearney at 8-5 will be taking on the Lincoln East squad that is 8-6 on the year and had a very nice win at Bellevue East the other night, kind of a come-from-behind effort there for Lincoln East. Kearney High might be slowed down just a little bit. Their best player, Skylar Snyder, has been nursing a sore back this week, and there is some concern that if she gets jostled just a little bit, she might be slowed or maybe may not be able to play for large portions of the game today. So obviously that would be a issue that Kearney High is very, very concerned about because Stitham, not only one of the best players on the Bearcat squad, but really one of the better players in the state. And so there is that concern that maybe with an injury that might really slow down one of Kearney High's biggest guns. So that gives you a little bit of a background, and we're going to step away for just a few moments. When we come back, we'll have the starters here between the Spartans and the Lady Bearcats. We'll do that as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
And welcome back here to Lincoln East High School. It's time now to give you our starting lineups. As always, our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. As we mentioned, Lincoln East comes in with a record of 8-6 on the season. Their starters are Grace Berry. She's a 5'6 junior. She'll play guard. Also a guard will be Caroline Stethman. She is a junior, 5'7". Danielle Schneider is one of the forwards. She is 5'8 and a senior. Reagan Sankey, only a freshman, but she's the tallest Spartan they're going to put out on the court. She is 6'1, just a freshman, but she will play guard primarily. And forward slash center is going to be 5'11 Shelby Brown. Brown is a senior for head coach Dennis Pritchard. Now for the Kearney High Bearcats, it is the usual starters that we've seen all season long. Kelsey Stidham is a 5'7 junior. Lauren Spiker, 5'9 and a junior. Brianna Obermiller, 5'9 senior. Skylar Snyder, leading scorer for the Cats. She is 5'10 and a junior. Had a huge game against Grand Island last weekend. And Brianna Miller, 6'3 and a senior. That'll round out the starting lineup for head coach Jason Boyd. Again, your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the tip between the Spartans and the Bearcats right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to Lincoln East. The tip is in the air and controlled by Kearney High as Obermiller wins the tip, and it's in the hands here of Kelsey Stidham. Stidham brings in the offensive end, and she'll work around the perimeter. That pass on the left side is going to go off the fingertips of Brianna Obermiller, and the first possession of the game here for Kearney High results in a turnover. So this will be the first time that the Knights get their hands on the, the Spartans bring their hands on the ball. And on the bounce here in the offensive end is going to be Berry. Berry gives it away, now gets it back. Bearcats in a 2-3 zone here. They'll kick it back here for Berry. He wonders it on the baseline here for Sankey. Sankey's going to kick it out. They put it on the high post to Shelby Brown, and they'll work it back around. A little penetration now by Berry, and then they're going to kick it out. Very patient right now are the Spartans, but they're not moving the ball around quick enough to really come up with any seams in the zone. A three-pointer on the left side, no good. Rebounded by Kearney High. And on the run, they'll get it up ahead. Left-handed shot by Stidham is up and good. Lauren Spiker came down with the defensive rebound, was able to kick it up ahead here for Stidham, and Stidham is able to drive in. Nice entry pass down low. They went for the steal, and when they didn't get it, it was an easy bucket at point-blank range there by Shelby Brown. Miller went for the steal there when she didn't come up with it. She was out of position. Now a backdoor cut. Nice pass inside for Obermiller, and Obermiller will get the pass on the baseline, and Kearney High builds that lead back out to 2. 4-2 here in the early stages. Stepping into the left side here is going to be Berry. They work it in the lane here for Brown. Back out to Berry. Berry kicks it left side and knocked loose into the hands of the Bearcats, forcing the turnover there of Snyder. She gets the pass after it's picked up. She'll drive, put it in with that left hand. She's fouled, and now we'll head to the line. Obermiller didn't come up with the basketball, but she knocked it loose. It rolled around. Miller picked it up, gave it out to Snyder, and Snyder drove in hard for the basket, was fouled on her way to the rack, And so she'll be shooting two, and the free throw is up and good. For Grace Berry, that was her first foul of the ball game. And so Snyder makes the first of two free throws, and she has her first points of the night, and now she has her second as well. She strokes in both free throws. Complete basketball player, including pretty good from the free throw line. On the bounce, here is Berry. She'll kick it off on the right side for Spethman, and she doesn't have anywhere to go. She'll kick it back out to Berry, who drives, kicks it out to Spethman on that corner, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. They're passing the ball a little bit more effectively this possession. Shelby Brown has it on the elbow, back around for Spethman. Spethman's going to skip it out now for Berry. At the free throw line, there is Brown, and they'll kick it out. Three-pointer for Lincoln East. That is going to be no good, and somehow coming up with a rebound is going to be Grace Berry. So Grace Berry comes up with the offensive rebound, actually will back up, will step into a three. She missed it, and the rebound out to Spiker. So Spiker will end the possession here, and they'll give it up ahead. A long drive for Stidham. Stidham shot's no good, and then it's going to be stolen away by Spiker. Spiker is able to come up with the steal, kicks it back out here for Stidham. Back out to Spiker. She's going to fire a three, and she hits it. Well, she kept the possession alive by forcing the turnover, and then she's able to drain the three-pointer, and it's now a seven-point Kearney High lead. It's 9-2, 5:14 to go here in the first quarter. Drive on the baseline. They're going to put it in the lane here for Danielle Snyder. She's got nowhere to go with it. Gives it to Brown. Brown's going to drive. Has her shot blocked. The ball's on the ground. Miller trying to track it down after coming up with a block, and the possession arrow is pointing to the Spartans, but that's pretty good defense there by Kearney High. So Lincoln East still trying to get something going here. They trail at 9-2. We played 3 minutes. Ball inbounded on the baseline. That's going to be Snyder, who gets it off here for Berry. Berry's got it on the bounce, and she'll just kind of direct traffic near midcourt and kicks it off here on the left side for Spethman. She's going to fire the three-pointer, no good. A foul on the Spartans after the rebound by Snyder. So Snyder comes up with a defensive rebound, and then is held. And that'll be just the second team foul here on the Spartans. Bearcats have yet to be called for a foul at all. And they've done a lot of nice things here. That zone has really given the Spartans some problems. So they work it back around. Three-pointer on the top of the key here for Stidham. Stidham can't come up with it. And the rebound is going to be ripped out of there by Lincoln East. So on the run here is going to be Berry. Berry kicks it around, top of the circle. Snyder has it. Nice pass on the baseline. Then back in the lane there. Shelby Brown loses the ball, but into the hands of Berry. And Berry says thank you very much as she's able to put up a little runner from about 4 feet away, shooting over the top of Shelby Brown, who, after that ball was loose, basically was able to set a screen for her. Spiker will kick it on the left corner here for Obermiller. Obermiller tries a nice little runner in the lane. It's no good, and Shelby Brown pulls down the defensive rebound. Kearney High, nice look, but couldn't get anything from it. And on the drive, Lincoln East flying through there is Carolyn Spethman, and Spethman has her first bucket of the ball game. She's got two. Berry's got two. Brown has two. Those are the 9 points here for Lincoln East. Excuse me, the 6 points for Lincoln East, and they trail at 9-6. 15 feet away, turnaround jumper here for Skylar Snyder. No good. Offensive rebound off the iron there. Brianna Miller can't come up with it. And so the Bearcats had a couple of golden opportunities there but couldn't come up with any points out of it. So now directing traffic after getting the rebound is going to be Grace Berry in the offensive end. And they'll flatten out that zone a little bit, kick it out here for Sankey. Sankey on that left side gives it back out for Berry. Berry throws it to the low block, and off glass, Danielle Snyder is able to hit the shot. She caught it and shot it, all really in one motion. And about as balanced scoring as you're going to get for Lincoln East. They got four different players with a bucket each. And now it is an 8-9 ball game. Thinking about the three there is Stidham. And she gets the ball back after deciding not to shoot it. And she'll kick it off here on the left side. Spiker's going to fire the three, and she hits nothing but net. Lauren Spiker drains the three. And Kearney High has never trailed in the ball game. They led by as many as seven, and a bad pass here. Spiker's able to come up with a steal. She's going to bring it in the offensive end and has to slow it down. Nice defense there to shut her off by Sankey. And Stidham has it. Stidham with the dribble will direct traffic. Standing near midcourt, she's picked up man-to-man there by Spethman. Spethman goes with a steal, and Stidham has used up her dribble, so she'll pass it for Obermiller. Obermiller gives it to Miller. check that. Snyder. Nice wraparound pass to get it back out for Obermiller. And with 2:10 to go, we'll reset the half-court offense. 1-3-1 zone right now for the Spartans. They give it top of the circle here for Spiker. Pass by Snyder is tipped, and that will be a Kearney High turnover. And they pass it up ahead. Nice job. Left-handed layup rolls on the rim. Won't go for Snyder. And it's going to be rebounded by Stidham, who has a long outlet pass on the drive. And Snyder, the shot won't fall, but she'll head to the line. So Lincoln East couldn't make anything happen. And Kearney looking to run. That long outlet pass gave Snyder a great opportunity. And that ball hung on the rim when she went in with that left hand. Couldn't get the shot to fall, but she'll head back to the free throw line where she's done most of her damage so far. And one of the score clocks went out, but the free throw was good there for Skylar Snyder. She makes the first of two. And the foul is on Danielle Snyder. Kearney High makes some substitutions. Stacy Peters checking in the ball game. Snyder's second free throw is up and good. And they're moving the ball up very quickly here as Easton. They throw it in the lane, losing it momentarily, and then they kick it right back out. Driving here is going to be Snyder, and Snyder will hit the shot. So nice little entry pass, and then kicking it right back out to Snyder, who then drove to the lane and just inside the free throw line is able to rattle it in. Peters' pass on the baseline intended for Snyder is going to be knocked out of bounds by Alyssa Juergens. Juergens, a 6-foot tall junior, will put a little pressure on the inbounds as Kearney High tosses it in. That's going to be Stidham. And she gets it in lane for Snyder. Snyder is going to head back to the line as she is fouled for the third time today. And the foul is going to be a reach here on Maggie Wilson. Don't check that. Not Wilson, but it's going to be on. It's going to be on Reagan Sankey. The free throw is up and no good. For Sankey, that's going to be her second foul of the game. And Snyder's done something she hasn't done all day today, and that's miss a free throw. Her second free throw here is back. The iron bounces up high, no good, and we've got a foul on Kearney High on the rebound. And that's going to be on Peters. So Peters with her first foul of the ball game. And in fact, the first foul called against Kearney High so far in the contest. It's 14-10, 4-point lead here for Kearney High. Berry gets it at the elbow. They're going to kick it back out here for Sankey. She's going to fire a three, no good. And the rebound goes out to the Bearcats. Snagging the bound is Snyder. She'll kick it up ahead here for Spiker. Spiker gets the ball back. And they'll work it back around to Peters, left side. They'll kick it down here for Stidham. Stidham, nice pass on that back door. Driving up and in is Peters. Nice ball movement there for Kearney High, and Peters is able to lay it up and in. 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Kearney High with a 16-10 lead. On the bounce here is Berry. Berry's going to lob it out to K.J. Rowe. She'll kick it out here for Sankey. Sankey will bounce it out here for Berry. They get it to the free throw line for Snyder. Snyder, nice pass down low. And Alyssa Juergens is able to lay it up and in. That's a great pass through the lane there to get a good look at the bucket. 12 seconds left to go in the first quarter when number 12 brings it across the timeline. Stidham is going to give it off right side for Peters. Back to Stidham. She is open for three. She fires the three. It is no good. Spiker tracks down the rebound, but stepped on the baseline in the far corner. Good hustle to go get the ball, but ran out of room there on the rebound. So that actually will be a team rebound here for Lincoln East with 1.3 to go. They'll inbound it in the far corner. And they've got to cover the distance in 1.3. They inbound it, and then the 75-foot shot is going to be about 60 feet. And so it's going to come up well short, and Grace Berry can't get the fall at the buzzer. So one quarter is in the books, and the Bearcats have a 16-12 lead. We'll head to the second quarter right after this timeout.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bedliners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl.
This is Lenny from Legal. You can't use the name of the game.
I said Super Bowl. You know, put soup in a bowl.
I don't understand.
During the game that shall not be named, Fanatics is serving a soup and chili buffet plus their full menu.
That sounds like a fun place to watch the Super Bowl. Oh, my bad.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl. Fanatics, north of the railroad track, Central Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC, Kearney High. Good first quarter here as they lead it by a score of 16-12. They'll also have the basketball first as we start the second quarter. Stidham brings in the offensive end. She's going to be picked up there man-to-man by Caroline Spethman. Entry pass down low. They lost the big force inside for Kearney High. Brianna Miller, the 6'3 Miller, is able to get that easy pass. I didn't lose somebody that's 6'3, but they did. She snuck in the back door, got a great pass, and it's going to be a six-point Kearney High lead. They lead it now 18-12. Rowe has it. And we'll give it top of the circle here for Barry. Barry's pass off the mark. Kearney High forces another turnover. Bearcats want to run. They don't have numbers, but Snyder is in open territory, and she'll kick the ball back around the perimeter. On the bounce here is going to be Miller. Miller works it around in the lane, over for Snyder. Snyder spin move off glass. Good. Her first bucket of the ball game, her first field goal, and Skylar Snyder now has 6 points in the game. Entry pass kicked out here for Rowe, who'll give the ball back out here for Barry. Barry on the bounce. And they'll get the ball back out here for Rowe. Rowe, entry pass, out of bounds. I thought maybe they're going to call a kick. Doesn't matter either way. It's going to be possession of the Spartans here. There was an attempted kick. I just don't think Miller was able to get those long legs out there enough. Around the perimeter we go. With it is Rowe. Rowe. Works it back around. Top of the circle here is Barry. Barry's going to fire a three-pointer. It is well short, and the rebound's going to go in the corner, and shielding everybody away from it is Skylar Snyder. So we'll give Snyder credit for a rebound there, because without her, it would have been tracked in the corner over there. So 6.5 to go here before halftime. 20-12, Bearcats have the 8-point lead. They've never trailed in the ball game. Peters has it on the right side. We'll skip it over for Stidham to Spiker. To Peters on the right side. Peters will dribble. Snyder's open in the corner, but they're going to fire the three-pointer, and good decision, Kelsey Stidham. She strokes in a three. So she hits another three-pointer, and she's got 5 points in the ball game. Kearney High has shot the ball pretty well from behind the arc, and they force another Lincoln East turnover. They're on the run but don't have numbers, and they're going to turn the ball over. They needed to slow that down, and now the pass up ahead somehow is tracked down in the corner here for Barry. Barry gets it on the baseline. Her pass goes off the side of the glass, and it's going to be picked up by Snyder. So Snyder comes up with it, and she's going to slow it down. Actually, she'll hand it off to Stidham, and Stidham is the one that's going to walk it across the court here. With 5:35 to go before halftime, Peters has it on the right side. Spartans right now are really sagging with that man-to-man. They kick it off left wing, and a three-pointer good for Spiker. Spiker drains the three. They sagged away from her, skipped it over, and she made them play. And that three-pointer gives Kearney High a 26-12 lead. Timeout, Lincoln East. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take the timeout with them with 5:23 to go. Second quarter, Bearcats up by 14. We're back after this.
I always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Well, the Bearcats with their largest lead of the ball game, 26-12, a 14-point advantage. They've never trailed in the game. They started the game on a nice little mini run to get things going, as they were up 9-2 at one point in the early stages after scoring the first 4 points, but then they pushed it out to a 7-point lead. Well, they more than doubled that up here, 26-12. And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. And right now, the Bearcats looking very, very good, including Skylar Snyder, who has that sore back. She's gotten a couple of treatments this week, but right now not really showing any ill effects from that sore back. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. So Lincoln East forced the call to timeout here, and they'll bring it in the offensive end. Barry will toss it top of the circle for Snyder, and they'll skip it back out, and it's going to be intercepted. Bad pass, and Bearcats come away with the steal. Stitham came up with the steal, and then she's able to give it off here for Stidham, and Stidham's pass is going to be knocked out of bounds. So Kearney High forces yet another Lincoln East turnover. And I forgot that being five turnovers, but now Kearney High on the inbounds. They have a bad pass. They turn it over, and the Spartans will set up the half-court offense. They didn't have numbers. They tried to run, but didn't have the numbers. Barry on the baseline gets it on the low block, and the shot is going to be blocked there by Brianna Miller, her second block of the ball game. But the rebound is picked up here by the Spartans, who will penetrate a little bit, get it off here. The three-pointer, the baseline jumper, rather, is no good for Shelby Brown, who missed the shot, and then it's going to be rebounded by Brianna Miller. So Miller with a strong performance here so far. Long pass in the corner. Nice catch there by Snyder. Her pass is deflected, though. It's going to roll on the ground. Snyder's going to tie it up. Possession arrow pointing to Kearney High, I thought. No, that would have changed. My apologies. I didn't change it after the quarter. So it is going to be Lincoln East basketball. For the Bearcats, Brianna Oldenmiller going to check back in. Snyder's going to come out. And they are asking her immediately, how's that back feeling? Jason Boyd asking her. I'm not very good at reading lips, so I don't know what Snyder's answer is, but she does not show any effects of wanting to get stretched out or anything. She's getting some water now. Around the perimeter we go with the pass here. Sankey's going to skip it out. Great catch over there for Barry as it was way high. She tries to throw it to the inside, and it just wrong place, wrong time there for Peters as it just trying to throw it away, and Peters trying to get away from it, but she threw it so poorly it still hit Peters and went out of bounds. So it's off Kearney High with 4:11 to go. So the Spartans will inbound it on the far sideline. And just toss it on the baseline here for Danielle Snyder. And they'll work it around the perimeter. Barry's got it. Barry gives it off on the drive. Right-handed layup, no good here for Sveffman. And it's going to be rebounded by Miller. So Miller pulls down the defensive rebound. And Kearney High sets things up here. Stidham kicks left side for Peters. Going to skip it out here for Spiker. Back out for Stidham, who had a little trouble handling the pass. She can still dribble if she wants to. And she'll get the ball out here for Spiker. Spiker throws it on the right side. 1-3-1 zone right now for the Spartans. They get it at the free throw line to Miller. Back around the perimeter. Nice ball movement. Entry pass on the baseline. They've got numbers, but the shot is going to be blocked down low for Shelby Brown. Nice block there by Brown as she comes up with it. And they'll pass the ball up ahead, and there's going to be a travel. They kicked it up ahead to Reagan Sankey, but Sankey, trying to get away from Brianna Miller, turned the ball over. She took an extra step. That's great defense for Miller in transition. And we've been stuck at 26-12 here for quite some time. A 14-point Kearney High lead. And Snyder going to come back into the game. Peters will come out, get some high fives from the coaches as she comes to the bench. And Cats inbounded here for Kelsey Stidham. Stidham on the bounce. We'll get it off on the right side for Spiker. Back to Stidham. Well behind the three-point arc. Gets it off here for Spiker. Back to Stidham. Stidham behind the three-point arc, but now she'll give it off here on the right side for Spiker. Spiker's going to fire the three. That's no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Sankey. So Sankey ends the possession here for the Spartans. And the Cats right now going 2-3 zone. On the bounce, Barry. A little penetration, but they'll kick the ball back out here left wing for Maddie Vidlock. And they'll kick it out here for Brown. Brown with the jumper, no good. Kearney High pulls down the rebound, but the outlet pass by Miller is stolen away. Back inside, shot no good here for East. And then Snyder will end the possession with the rebound. So drive up left hand. Great pass. It's up and in for Kelsey Stitham. So Stitham gets a great pass from Snyder, and Stitham scores in transition, and it's now 28-12. A 16-point lead. On the low block, that's Shelby Brown. She'll kick it out between the circles here for Grace Berry. Berry with 2:15, stops at the elbow, kicks it off here for Danielle Snyder, and she'll hit a three. for Lincoln East. They needed a little something. And Danielle Schneider was able to provide it there by stroking in that three-pointer. And the offensive end is Spiker. She'll get it out, and if she led Obermiller a little bit too far, and Kearney High is going to turn the ball over. It's knocked away, and Berry brings it in the offensive zone, gives it for Brown. Brown shut out there very nicely by Miller. They'll kick it out, and another three-pointer good for Danielle Schneider. So Schneider, six straight points here. She's got 10 in the game here for Lincoln East. And those six straight points have cut this lead down to 10. It's now 28-18, minute 30 to go here in the second quarter. At halftime, we'll talk with Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach for Kearney High. Pass on the baseline. Snyder is going to fire off the long jumper. No good. And the rebound taken out of there on the run is Snyder. Snyder will dribble, kick it off on the right side, and dribbling around all the way underneath the basket is Maddie Vidlock. She'll work it back around here. And Vidlock gives the top of the circle here for Berry. Now some penetration here, and we've got a foul on the way to the basket, but they're going to count the bucket. On the drive there is Snyder, and Snyder suddenly coming alive. She has now scored eight straight points, and she'll have a chance for the three-point play. I thought when they blew that whistle, they were going to call that hand check before the shot. In fact, they're having that conversation right now with Jason Boyd, whether or not the bucket should count, and we know how Coach Boyd feels about it. The foul, by the way, was on Snyder. And so Snyder will have a chance for the three-point play. And that's back of the iron and no good. Rebounded by the Cats. That's Miller with yet another rebound. And Snyder has in the offensive end. Kicks off here for Miller. Who gives it off here for Kelsey Clark, who checked in. Pass was tipped, but Stidham was able to come up with it. Clark and Stidham playing catch here with 50 seconds to go before halftime. And the lob pass here for Kelsey Clark. And again, they're still in that zone of the Spartans, so I think Kearney High wants to milk the clock here just a little bit. K.J. Rowe is on the top of that zone and is just going to scramble from one side to the other, but Kearney doesn't even have to use a dribble before they pass the ball back to the other guard. And they're going to wear out K.J. Rowe here. Another 23 seconds. They'll start the offense here probably in about another five or six. 20 seconds to go here before halftime. 28-20. Kearney High with the lead. They've led by as many as 16 in the ballgame. Now there's 12 seconds left. Pass goes through the hands of Miller. That'll be a turnover. And here come the Spartans on the run. Dump pass down low. Shot off glass. Good. And there's 1 second left as Juergens will score. That gets inbounded, and that's going to do it. A little run by Lincoln East at the end of the first half has cut what used to be a 16-point lead down to six. And we will head to halftime. Bearcats still lead it, though, 28-22. We'll talk about the boys' game with Scott Steinberg. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Right now at halftime, the Kearney High girls lead here at Lincoln East by a score of 28-22, but we're going to talk a little boys basketball here with Scott Steinbrook, head coach for the Bearcats. And, Coach, we haven't really had a chance to talk since we talked at the end of the Grand Island game, and I'm still just processing everything in that game. That was a great high school basketball environment.
Yeah, it's amazing how many people throughout the course of the week and even tonight here in Lincoln, you know, have wanted to talk about that game. I go watch our JVs play a little bit. And who's refereeing? None other than Pierce Allman's brother, Logan, over there. So he wanted to talk about the game a little bit. So small world. But, yeah, it was a great night for high school basketball in central Nebraska. Anybody that was there or listening to it on the radio, You know, it was just a great, great atmosphere. The ball didn't go in the hole a whole lot for either team. You know, 32 at the end of regulation, but both teams competed hard, and unfortunately for us, we just kind of came up a little bit short. Good news is we're back in action this weekend, and then we play the Islanders again next week.
And there's no such thing as a moral victory, but there certainly are some things that you can take out of that game that you can say to the kids, hey, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, defensively, if you look at our second half last Friday versus Omaha Bryan, held them to, I think, 15 points. If you look at the entire game against Grand Island defensively, we defended and rebounded really well last weekend, and we tell our kids all the time, if you defend and rebound, you're going to give yourselves a chance, and that's what we did. We just shot the ball better last Friday against Bryan than we did against Grand Island, and unfortunately we came up short. But we're going to try to hang our hats on defense and rebound, and we've about rebounded almost every opponent this year. So, again, looking to tonight's game and tomorrow night's game, we got to rebound the basketball combined with good defense. And if we hit enough shots, we'll have a chance to be competitive.
And obviously we want to talk about Lincoln Eastern a little bit, but you already kind of mentioned tomorrow night's game. It's always fun whenever those Metro schools kind of come out. And you don't necessarily want to play in the birdcage when you play Creighton Prep. But obviously I think there's a lot of motivation for the Rowdies and a lot of the community to try to give Prep a little bit of special treatment because it is so tough to play there. They create such a wonderful environment. I think a great opportunity for us to give them a little flavor of how we cook it out here out west.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of nice. You know, the way the schedules are done now, it's a lot more challenging because you're playing a third of your schedule versus Omaha Metro Conference teams, a third of them in Lincoln and a third of them just kind of the normal teams we've always played. So having Prep come out to our place, it's one of the many firsts we've experienced over the years. Last week, it was the first time we'd ever played Omaha Bryan. This week, it'll be the first time we've ever played Creighton Prep in our own gym. Had a great game with them last year at the Birdcage. Lost 73-72, had a shot in the air, just rim in and out at the buzzer. That would have beat them on their home court. So obviously, you know, that's looking ahead to tomorrow night. Great opportunity for us. They play Omaha South tonight. They play Bellevue West next Tuesday. We're kind of that sandwich, maybe a potential trap game for them in the middle. So hopefully we can play well tonight, then go back and hope for some home cooking and give the fans a good show.
Yeah, and obviously they're well thought of, one of the top teams in the state, obviously. But right now the matter at hand is Lincoln East. Give us a quick scouting report on what East is going to bring to bear.
You know, Lincoln East is maybe not a typical Lincoln East team. For years and years and years, when you played East, you knew you were going to line up against about a half a dozen guys that probably were 6'5 or taller. A little bit of break from the norm. You know, they're kind of like we were last year, undersized guys. Everybody's about 5'10 to 6'1, except for their collection of post players. Usually play a single post offense, about 6'5 or 6'6. But on the perimeter, we're going to have some height advantage. So hopefully that can lead to some tough contested shots defensively and then a lot of rebounds for us. But they're a good athletic team. A lot of these kids are multi-sport kids. You know, I came up here and watched when Kearney High played at Lincoln East on a football game on a Friday afternoon, and they were tough as nails. I mean, they were absolutely tough kids, and a lot of those kids are out here. A lot of their quarterbacks and running backs and defensive backs are about 5'10", 5'11", mm-hmm. but they're about 185, 190 pounds, and that makes them, you know, a tough matchup physically, but hopefully our length will help us there a little bit.
And you mentioned that length defensively. Obviously, you know, them shooting over the top of you guys is kind of tough. Are you guys thinking that you might be able to do some jumpers over the top of those shorter guys on the perimeter?
Well, we're going to, like we say every game, we're going to try to get the ball inside. Now, that doesn't always work out that way. It didn't work very well against Grand Island and their big 6'8 kid, but we want to become an inside-out team because those three-point shots, which I love, we love, our kids love, they're just so much easier when you're already facing the hoop, the ball's coming from the paint, whether it's on an offensive rebound, whether it's on a kickout, whether it's on dribble penetration. Our percentage on those shots is much higher than the percentage of just off the dribble threes or transition threes. You know, we'll take them if that's all we can get, but I'd like to think we can work the ball and be a little more selective with our shots here tonight.
And what do they like to do offensively that you really have to concentrate on countering?
You know, there's nothing one thing that they do. I mean, they're balanced. Their leading scorer averages about 9.5, 10 points a game, which is similar to our guys. You know, they got a few guys that are capable shooters if they're open. Their point guard is just a sophomore. He played varsity as a freshman. Hunter McPhail is his name. He's a real heady player. He may not have the statistics of some of their other guys, but in terms of maybe their most steady player and kind of the glue that keeps them together, you know, he's a guy that we have to make sure that we pressure and not let him get comfortable because he's the very definition of a point guard. You can tell he's always kind of making eye contact with the coaching staff and kind of runs the show for them, but a talented young kid.
Well, obviously you want to make him as uncomfortable as humanly possible, and you know, you do that. obviously things are going to lean your way.
Yeah, I think he and Peyton Pocock are going to become very well acquainted. Peyton being a senior who most nights, as long as it's a guard that the other team, you know, is kind of their standout. I mean, Peyton's going to draw that matchup about every night. Now, if it's a post player, it's a little bit different. But, you know, you look at last week and the job Peyton did on Pierce Allman. Mm-hmm. He draws the toughest defensive assignment every night. You know, he's going to have another tough one tomorrow night against Creighton Prep. But Peyton has taken a lot of pride, as has our whole team, in trying to stop opposing best players and making life tough for them.
Well, let's steal one here and then one at home tomorrow.
That'd be great.
All right, Scott, appreciate the time. Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach here for Kearney High. The Lady Bearcats with a 28-22 lead here at intermission. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the numbers here for, we'll begin with Lincoln East. They trail here at intermission to the Kearney High Bearcats, 28-22. And leading the way for them is Danielle Snyder with 12 points. I think 10 of the 12 came in the final 2 minutes before halftime. She had a couple of three-pointers and a couple other a foul and then a baseline jumper. So she's got 12 in the game. Alyssa Juergens off the bench has 4. Grace Berry with 2. Caroline Spethman with 2. And Shelby Brown with 2 points here at intermission. For the Bearcats, leading the way for them is going to be Lauren Spiker. Spiker with 9 points here in the first half. Kelsey Stitham has 7. Skylar Snyder with 6. Brianna Oldmiller with a couple of points. Stacey Peters with 2. And Brianna Miller with 2, but she does have 5 rebounds. Snyder also with 5 rebounds here in the first half. Once again, your halftime score, 28-22. Kearney High with a 6-point lead as we're getting set to start the third quarter here. We'll remind you, you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And for Kearney High, they need to find a way to make sure that Danielle Schneider doesn't get hot again, because she had that stretch where back-to-back trips, she drained a three-pointer, then made a nice defensive play, got another bucket. She scored 8 points in the span of about 28 seconds or so. And for Kearney High, that they just played great defense. You take away those 8 points, and they were in great shape. They led at one point 28 to 12, but a 10-0 run for Lincoln East to end the first half. So they outscored Kearney High dramatically. I mean, most of the 10 points they scored in the quarter all came in the final couple of minutes. So Kearney High with a 28-22 lead to start the second half. They'll also have the basketball here as they bring in the offensive end. Using up the dribble is going to be Stidham. Will kick the ball back around out here for Miller. Nice pass inside for Spiker. Shot off glass, no good. Offensive rebound, going to be kicked out. And coming up with the ball is going to be Stidham. Nice defense, offensive rebound by Brianna Miller. And now with the basketball here is going to be Spiker. Spiker uses up her dribble. A little pressure being put on her. So Stidham is going to come out and give her a little bit of help. Somewhere to go with the ball. And Snyder at the free throw line is getting a lot of attention there by Shelby Brown. Skip pass. And taking her eyes off the ball momentarily was Lauren Spiker. And that'll be a Kearney High turnover. Leaning in there and nearly tipping the ball was Danielle Snyder. And I think Spiker thought Snyder was going to tip it. And she played the tip. And when the tip didn't come, Kearney High just had the ball go out of bounds, and it was not touched, so it was a Kearney High turnover. At the free throw line with it, here is Brown. Brown gives it off to Berry. She's going to penetrate and then kick. Back around the perimeter we go. Snyder has it. She'll skip the ball back out here for Barry. Barry gets in the lane. Nice little ball fake there by Brown, who kicks it out. And a long deuce is up and good for Caroline Spethman. And for Spethman, that's now 4 points in the ball game for her. And now a 12-0 run right now by Lincoln East. They still trail it by four, 28-24. But Carney's been stuck on 28 quite a while. They get the ball down low for Snyder. Her turnaround jumper is no good. And Brown's able to pull down the rebound. And Brown gives it to Barry. Barry's pass knocked away by Snyder. She was the last to touch it as they were trying to get it down low for Snyder. And Snyder with nice hands. Getting some instructions here is going to be Lauren Spiker from Coach Boyd. And she'll drop back in that zone defense as they inbound it. Barry will have it now top of the circle. She's going to drive, has her shot blocked by Miller, and Miller not only gets the block, but Shells comes up with the basketball, leans it up ahead. Stidham can't get the shot to fall as it's deflected, and here come the Spartans on the run. Penetrating is Barry, kicks it into the corner, and an extra step taken there. Yep, Caroline Spethman turned the ball over. Great hustle on the other end to get a little piece of the shot when Carney High was scoring and trying to score in transition. And now the Spartans will pressure the ball a little bit as well. Spikers used up her dribble. Now they got numbers. They pass it up ahead. Get it down low. Shot off glass. Good. As they get it inside for Brianna Obermiller. Snyder got the pass and immediately went inside for Obermiller. So give Snyder an assist on that. As when they broke that press, Carney High had numbers. Three-pointer in transition here for Lincoln East. Well off the mark. And Snyder's going to track it down here for the Cats. Brings it in the offensive end. And we'll give the ball to Stidham. Stidham uses up her dribble, skips it backside for Snyder. Snyder has her shot blocked, but Barry is going to be called for her second foul. And to the free throw line is going to come young Miss Snyder. Snyder on the season from the free throw line, about a 64% free throw shooter. And her free throw here rolls around, and is good. So she makes the free throw. She made her first four and then missed two. And now she's back in the positive column as she makes the first one. And the second one is off the mark. But an offensive rebound. Outletted to Obermiller after rebounded by Miller. And the long rebound is going to be taken out by Spethman. Spethman's going to drive on her way to the basket. Is going to be held by Spiker. So Spiker called for the foul with 5:20 to go third quarter. That's going to be the first one against the Bearcats here in the second half. And the Spartans will inbound. They throw it top of the circle, then kick it back right side. Back out for Barry. Grace Barry, nice pass in that zone. Shot's a little bit too strong, and Snyder is able to pull down the rebound. She'll let everybody get across the timeline first. She brings it across the timeline herself. Snyder well behind a three-point arc, but kick the ball out here left side for Stidham. Stidham facing a little pressure there by Snyder. Gets the ball back out here for Spiker. And now right side Stidham's going to step into a three, and she hits the three. So Carney High drains the three-pointer, their first field goal of the second half, and they push the lead out to 34-24. That lead back out to 10. Left wing with the basketball is going to be Sankey. Sankey's going to put up a three. That is no good. Nothing but blue there pulling down the rebound as Snyder now will dribble out with it. She brings in the offensive end. Little penetration. Kick out here for Spiker. Spiker's pass goes off the hands of Miller, and that will be a Carney High turnover. But then hustling and getting the ball back is going to be Stidham. Stidham helps work it around. Spiker's got it now. So East turned the ball over. And now the pass down low. Kick back out, three-pointer, good. They got it in for Obermiller, and then the dagger shot up there by Spiker. She drains the three-pointer, and we're going to get a timeout here for Lincoln East. Bearcats have pushed the lead back out to 13. They lead at 37-24 with 3:55 to go here in the third. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them. Bearcats lead it by 13 with 3:55 to go in the third quarter. We're back after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Lincoln East has called a couple of timeouts in this game when Kearney High was able to kind of build some comfortable leads. Right now they lead at 37-24. They led by as many as 16 in the first half. They got the lead back out to 13 here. They make some changes. K.J. Rowe has it. Will penetrate. Kicks it back around the perimeter. Pass is going to be deflected. And it's going to be picked up. Nice hands there by Stidham. Couldn't finish the steal, though. Maddie Vidlock will work it around. They get it in the lane for Alyssa Juergens. Juergens shot no good. And rebounded by Snyder. And Snyder in the offensive end. She'll play point guard here. And then she'll kick it off here on the left side for Spiker. Back out for Stidham on the right wing. And they'll skip it back over the top of that zone. Setting a little screen top of the key there was Miller. They'll get it on the right wing here for Obermiller. Obermiller kicks back out for Stidham. Left wing for Spiker. On the baseline now with it is Snyder. And, boy, she draws a crowd. Now they'll get it at the elbow for Miller, who kicks it out. Open is Stidham for three. Her shot's no good. Offensive rebound. Off glass. It rolls around. Won't fall for Brianna Obermiller. And we're going to have a hell ball on the rebound. And the possession arrow is pointing to Kearney High. I believe. I thought they pointed that direction. No, my apologies. It is the Spartans. It's what I had, but I thought when they pointed that way, they were pointing at a player instead of pointing at the direction of the Kearney High basket. So I misinterpreted what I saw. Pass on the right wing. Long 15-foot jumper there by Snyder. And I mean long because they were flying out at her. She missed the shot. And Kearney High pulls down the rebound. Stidham came up with that long rebound. And she'll get the ball back out for Spiker. Spiker and Stidham playing catch over the top of Rowe. They'll give it off on the left side for Spiker. Nice entry pass. Then through the hands of Snyder. She had it momentarily, and Grace Berry is able to pick her pocket, so that'll be a Kearney High turnover. Berry still dribbling. She's going to dip it out for Rowe. Shot blocked by Miller, but Miller is going to be called for the foul. That'll be her first foul of the ball game. So Miller, who's had a great game here in terms of blocking shots, I have her with three blocks in the game. That'll be her first foul, and Rowe will go to the line and shoot two. And it is up and good for K.J. Rowe. So that'll make it 37-25 with 2:20 to go. Bearcats have never trailed in the game. Right now they lead it by a dozen. And Rowe's going to try to cut that down just a little bit here from the free throw line. And she hits the front of the rim, but nice shooter's touch as it rolls around and trickles in. So Brianna Obermiller will kick the ball up ahead to here to Kelsey Stidham. Stidham going to walk it across the timeline, give it to Spiker. And again, they'll throw over the top of Rowe as they play catch. Stidham back now for Spiker. Spiker back to Stidham on the right side. Stidham's going to step into a three. Good-looking shot, but it's in and out, no good. And the rebound being taken out by the Spartans. Coming out of there with it is going to be Snyder. Snyder will drive and can't get the shot to fall. And the long rebound going to be taken out here for Stidham. Stidham all the way off glass. Shot won't go. They never really shut her down. And then Berry will go on the drive, lays it up with that left hand. It is a nice pass over there. They missed an obvious foul before they got it off on that fast break opportunity for Vidlock, and Vidlock got the bucket. The East fans wanted the foul, but they were better served by that foul not being called because they had a 2-on-1 fast break. Pass left side for Spiker. She's going to step into a three, and she hits the three. We had a great angle on that, and boy, you could just tell when that was released that was going to go in. Bearcats push the lead back out to a dozen, 40-28, minute five to go. Entry pass on the low block. Trying to post up there, but Miller doesn't fall for it. Comes up with the basketball after she gets the block. She gets the rebound after the East miss. Entry pass for Snyder, and they're going to say Snyder traveled with it. She had a little bit of problems with at least one of her feet. I thought she kept her pivot foot, but they're going to say Skylar Snyder, who was trying to pivot in traffic there, actually traveled with the ball. So East will get it back. Barry in the offensive end is going to kick it off right side back to Barry. And a nice drive there by Barry. She slipped through there, was able to flip it underneath one of the arms of one of the Kearney High defenders and able to kiss it off the glass. 40-30. 10-point Kearney High lead with 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Cats going to milk the clock as, again, the Spartans, they've been in a man-to-man virtually the entire game. And it's really kind of a 1-1-2-1 zone right now as Kearney High is near midcourt, just playing catch between Spiker and Stidham. Stidham now is going to penetrate, drive, and she's going to be fouled with 11.7 to go. I'm surprised Kearney started attacking as early as they did, but there was a little seam there for Stidham to drive through. She was fouled. And so with 11.7, Cats will inbound underneath their own basket. Stidham to toss it in. They kick it in. Give it off on the right side for Spiker. Spiker gave it away. Now gets it back. Left side. They're going to have to find somebody to shoot it. Obermiller has it. Gives it to Snyder. She's going to fire a long three, and it just rimmed out. That was from about 25 feet away. And, boy, it just hit a little bit of that iron and rattled out of there. Otherwise, the Bearcats would be up by 13. As it stands, they have a 40-30 lead as we head to the fourth quarter right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Well, the Bearcats have done a nice job of finding Danielle Snyder in that third quarter and keeping her kind of from getting hot, because there was a stretch there where she scored eight straight points in the span of about 45 seconds, and the Bearcats can kind of keep her quiet. I like their chances of winning this, and we'll call that tonight's Seeds to Success, brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Well, that's easy. Pioneer.com and mobile, Pioneer.com on their smartphone. The great Seeds to Success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. Bearcats have the basketball first to start the fourth quarter as they work around the perimeter, leading at 40-30. They get it on the baseline, and Snyder is going to fire a three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound in underneath. Loose ball picked up by Brianna Obermiller, and Obermiller is going to make the putback. Now, that was kept alive by another offensive rebound in there by Miller, and Miller now is going to come up with a loose ball on a little runner by Brown that's missed, and Miller is going to pull down the defensive rebound. So Cats now push that lead out to a dozen. And with it is number 12, Stitham. Gives it off for Snyder. Snyder, nice pass on the baseline. And back around the perimeter is Obermiller. Will now work it around. Snyder has it. And Stitham is going to pass it to Spiker over the top of Rowe. And again, they'll throw it over the top of Rowe, who's pretty tall. And again, they'll track it down. They're hoping to get one of those guards if you have a lollipop pass and making the interception. Catcher snapped it enough. Three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound, Snyder, and she's going to score. And Snyder is able to make the putback after the missed three-pointer. That was a good-looking three, by the way. And then Snyder with another offensive rebound. And she's got 9 points to go with 10 rebounds. So awfully close to a double-double, something that we've kind of come to expect from her. Probably not fair to expect it every time, but hey, what are you going to do? She's been just that good. Entry pass on the inbounds. Knocked away by Kearney High. And coming out with it here is going to be Barry. So Barry with the rebound here. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Defender falls away. So driving in here is going to be McKenna Volkwitzen. Volkwitzen's shot no good. K.J. Rowe gets the rebound. And then has it stolen away by Miller. And Miller is then fouled. Haven't been a lot of fouls called in this game, and honestly, both teams playing a lot of zone, so there haven't been a lot of fouls committed. This will be on K.J. Rowe. That'll be the third of the second half here against Lincoln East. So Cats bring in the offensive end. Spiker will get it back to Stitham, back to Spiker. They'll play catch over the top of Rowe. Now they get it to Snyder on near the baseline. She loses the ball, goes on the ground, comes up with it, and then calls a timeout. I don't know if she called it or if Coach Boyd did, but in any event, Bearcats are going to maintain possession with this timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank, 44-30. Bearcats lead it with 6:04 to go in the fourth. We're back after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. We're at Lincoln East High School, where with 6:04 to go here in the fourth quarter, Bearcats with a 44-30 lead. They have never trailed in the game. They had their lead cut down to as little as four after building it up in the early stages of the game. And they have led by as many as 13 here in the second half, 16 in the first half. We'll check that to lead by 14 right now. So they've led by as many as 14 here in the second half, being at 44-30. And Bearcats will work it around the perimeter. Dangerous pass, but Stitham's able to catch it in front of the pressure put on by Volkritzen. And another dangerous pass, but they throw it a little bit more toward the backcourt for Spiker. He gives it to Stitham. Stitham just going to throw it over the top of K.J. Rowe. And Rowe, 6 foot tall, and her arms are about that long as well. And so they're trying to make it so they lob that pass over the top of it. And some of those quick guards for East would be able to come up with it. Not a bad strategy, but Carney High's been passing the ball pretty effectively. They finally get it down low for Snyder, and Snyder has it knocked away, so she misses the shot. And coming up with it is going to be Barry. Barry drives, takes it off glass, shot rolls around. Good. Nice pass to Allie Rowe as Rowe gets that bounce pass from Barry. So Barry able to pull down that defensive rebound. So Carney High can't sit on their laurels here with 4:50 to go. But that Cats are going to pass around the perimeter. And again, Spiker and Stitham playing catch. And they're just going to wear out K.J. Rowe. And again, if they're not going to change their defense, why would you do anything less? Skip pass out now for Spiker. Spiker will dribble down to the left wing, and then she'll dribble out near midcourt, the free throw line, or the spiking line for the volleyball court. That's where you'll find Spiker. Nice backdoor cut. Pass inside for Snyder, and it's good. Great pass by Stitham to set up Snyder, who gets the bucket and a foul. So they kind of lulled him to sleep just a little bit as the Spartan just kind of kept opening up and opening up that zone, and she's fouled. So now Snyder, 64% free throw shooter, will try to finish it off the three-point play. Can't come up with it here. And the rebound dribbled out by Danielle Snyder for Lincoln East. Now work it all the way down to the baseline. Kick it back out. Three-pointer no good for Volkritzen. And Carney High is able to pull down the rebound. Rebound tipped out here by Miller. So Miller with the rebound, another backdoor cut to Snyder, and she's going to use her body, protect the ball, bank it off the glass, and extend the Carney High lead, 48-32, and a timeout being taken here by the Spartans. Carney High with a 48-32 lead with 3:46 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Right now, the Bearcats looking pretty good, 48-32, as they've got the lead here at Lincoln East. And again, they are are just forcing Lincoln East, I think, to come out of their zone. If they don't come out of the zone, they're just going to play keep away. They've been able to work off a fair amount of clock on every possession, just playing catch between Spiker and Stidham over the top of Rowe. And again, if Lincoln East doesn't change their defense, Kearney can do that, spread the floor a little bit, and they've been able to get a couple of nice passes down low to Snyder. And Skylar Snyder now with 13 points in the ballgame. She has 13 points and 10 rebounds. Brianna Miller has 13 rebounds, a couple of points, and four blocks in the game. So those are some huge numbers. And you know what? Spiker's got 15, and Kelsey Stidham has 10. I mean, this has been everybody's doing their job very well here for Jason Boyd and the Lady Bearcats. They lead at 48-32. In the offensive end, Barry. Barry's passes deflect a little bit, but the Spartans are able to work it back around the perimeter. Loose ball picked up by Shelby Brown in the lane, and Brown steps in and hits a nice little 15-foot jumper. Looked like that pass was deflected, but there wasn't anybody by Brown because they went for the steal, and she's able to rattle it in, and now we're going to have a reach called on Grace Berry, and that'll be her third. Not a lot of fouls have been called in this game, period. That is only the third team foul of the second half here against Lincoln East, and there just really hasn't been a lot of reaching or grabbing, and both teams playing zone, so there just hasn't been a lot of that. And by the way, on Berry, I miscounted. That is her fourth foul of the game. So there is some serious foul trouble, and we're going to have a hold here called on Lincoln East, as now they're going to have to be a little bit more aggressive defensively. That'll be on Allie Rowe. And checking in for the first time tonight is going to be Maggie Wilson. The 5'5 sophomore is going to come in here for Grace Berry. And again, I think even though there's 3:14 to go, down by 14, I think East strategy might be that we're going to have to commit some fouls. Ball inbounded for Snyder. She dribbles behind the back, facing some pressure there by Allie Rowe. And she's able to get it here top of the circle. Stidham has it and passes right side. And there's just miscommunication for Kearney High. Both Snyder and Miller thought the pass was for the other one. And so Kearney High turns the ball over. Unofficially for the Bearcats, they have turned the ball over 12 times, and that's about the same number here for Lincoln East. So around the perimeter we go. With the bounce here is going to be Berry, who checked in a little bit ago. She gets the ball back after passing it to Volkertson. Volkertson gives it off to Berry. Berry gets a nice little screen, will dribble, and then lose the ball on the way to the basket. She was coming off of a screen set right at the free throw line and tried to turn that a little bit tight and lost the basketball. So we're going to go a little offensive defensive here for Lincoln East because, again, their point guard, Grace Berry, has four fouls, so she'll step out of the game. Wilson will come in because they're playing defense at the moment. Inbounded here for Snyder. They double-team Snyder, and a pass that's going to go into the front court. Bad pass, but Spiker's able to pick it up, and then she loses the basketball. So Kearney High nearly turned it over earlier and then loses the basketball. So here come the Spartans. And playing point here is going to be Wilson. Wilson kicks it top of the circle. Allie Rowe is going to fire the three, and she hits the three. Role player Allie Rowe strokes in the three-pointer and cuts the lead down to 11 with 2:07 to go. And a long pass deflected by Rowe and out of bounds. Nearly turned over for Kearney High. So Cats want to milk the clock here a little bit with 2:07 to go, but more importantly, they like to score. Like to take a little time off if they can, and the Spartans are going to play man-to-man. Surprised they waited this long to do that. Pass right side for Snyder. They double-team her. Snyder will kick the ball top of the circle here for Brianna Miller. He gives it off on the left side for Spiker. Off of a screen, they get it to Stidham. Stidham's picked up there defensively by Wilson. Stidham will give it off here for Snyder. Snyder watches everybody cycle through, and we're going to have a little hand check foul on Allie Rowe. And that's only the third foul against Lincoln East. So they got a ways to go here if they want to send Kearney High to the free throw line. Apologies, I looked at the wrong one. That was their seventh foul. And so it will be a 1-1 coming up here for Snyder. Well, there's egg on my face. Front end of the 1-1 coming up here from Snyder. And it's in and out, no good. Rebound taken out by East. And they'll dribble down that sideline, and they're going to call Stidham for a foul. Kearney's only committed two fouls. That I'm sure of, now that I realize that we're on the road and that home guest thing on the scoreboard. I found very confusing for a moment there. So that'll just be the third foul on the Cats. And it does allow Grace Berry to come back to the ballgame. She'll play point guard and kick it out here for McKenna Volkerson. And Volkerson hits the three-pointer. And a timeout taken by East. With that three-pointer, it's 48-40 with a minute 33 to go here in the ballgame. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them. 48-40, minute 33 to go in the fourth. We're back after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back. This is the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC. Bearcats have four timeouts according to my records and one left here for Lincoln East. As we've got a minute 33 to go in the ball game, 48-40. Bearcats are in the bonus and they have a few fouls to give here. They've only committed three fouls so far here in the game. And the possession arrow is pointing to Lincoln East. So Bearcats, after that made bucket, can run the baseline if they need to, and they're going to face full court pressure as Danielle Schneider will pressure Obermiller on the inbounds. Obermiller will run the baseline a little bit, but she can't make the connection. The Cats turn it over on the inbound, trying to get it on that left sideline. And she threw it a little bit too high. So Cats, unfortunately, making this rather interesting. It's been a 10-0 run here, I believe, for Lincoln East. In any event, they've got the basketball. Dribbling is Berry. Berry works it back around here for Volkerson. Back to Berry. She's going to shoot a three. That is short. Hits the second time, and it's going to go off Lincoln East and out of bounds. Bearcats were there for the rebound, and we're going to swallow that up. But when it took a second hit there on the rim, Brianna Miller ended up being a little bit out of position because she didn't think it was going to hit a second time. So Kearney High somewhat fortunate that they've got possession of the basketball. It's going to be inbounded here for Stitham, and Stitham is going to be fouled. Madison Kruger commits the foul. She was kind of falling down when she committed the foul and ended up bringing Stitham down with her. And they both help each other up because both of them knew there wasn't any ill intent there. So Stitham, your point guard, going to step to the free throw line. And Stitham is a 54% free throw shooter. The free throw here is up and good. So she makes the front end of the 1-1. And that'll push the lead out to 49-40 with a minute 20 to go. Second free throw is up and good. So Cats push that lead back out to 10. On the bounce here is Berry. Grace Berry on the dribble. Top of the key. Working to get some real nice pressure there by Stitham. Back out to Berry. Pass tip. Miller can't come up with it. Driving the lane, there's going to be a foul as they get it to McKenna Volkerson. And Volkerson in the lane with a little spin there. And we're going to have a foul called on Brianna Miller. That is going to be her second foul. Couldn't come up with a block that time. She's got four in the game. And Volkerson will shoot two here. Clock stop with a minute six to go. And the free throw is up and good. .50-41, minute six to go. 9-point lead here for Kearney High. Lincoln East at the free throw line on their home floor. Don't forget the boys' game coming up about 20 minutes after the conclusion of the girls' game. And the free throw is no good. And Stitham pulls down the rebound, and she's going to be fouled immediately. So Stitham with the defensive rebound will walk to the other end of the court, and this will be the final 1-1 that Kearney High will experience. Because that's now nine fouls. They haven't put it up on the scoreboard yet, but they're going to be the ninth foul as a team against the Spartans. First personal foul on McKenna Volkerson. And the free throw back of the iron and no good for Stitham. at the rebound to Miller. So Miller pulls down the rebound, and Stitham's going to have another free throw opportunity here. So Miller with a key offensive rebound, and it's going to allow Stitham to go back to the line again. And this time, she'll have two free throws. And the first one is good. 51-41, minute one to go in the basketball game. It appears that the Bearcats will improve their record now to 9-4. Don't want to jinx it. Don't want to count your eggs till they're hatched. But they got a little bit warmer in the incubator right there with the made free throw. And then bringing the ball up court, Kelsey Stitham commits a foul. Not a bad strategy there. Let's take a little time off the clock instead of having them attack. And so they'll be back as Kearney High will be in the half-court offense. They kick right side, giving it back to Barry. Barry's in the drive, dish, and they'll kick it off left side, three-pointer up and good. For Danielle Snyder, she strokes in the three-pointer, and that'll make it an eight-point ball game. Ball inbounded here for Skylar Snyder. Snyder's going to have the ball held up. They did not commit the foul. She was looking to get fouled, and she just kind of secured the ball, and the Spartans were able to come over and tie it up. Coach Boyd is not happy with the call, but I hate to say it. I think I agree with the officials here. And Snyder wasn't really moving with the ball had she been kind of staying active with the ball a little bit. And I don't mean throwing out the elbows, but just kind of moving the ball around. More than likely, there would have been a foul call. Pass on the baseline, jumper, a little bit too strong, no good. Rebound, Stitham pulls it up, and then she's going to be fouled. She got a little bit of a break. She was able to keep that left foot square. She hit what appeared to be a wet spot on the court, and that right leg slipped out, but she did not drag her pivot foot. So Stitham, after she pulls down the rebound, now will go to the free throw line and shoot two with 24.5 to go. So Stitham, two more free throws, and the first one is up and good. Well, there's only one timeout left here for Lincoln East, so they're going to run out of time. Second free throw up and good. That will put some more nails in the coffin here. 54-44 after a couple of made free throws by Stitham. A little penetration kick left side, three-pointer by Volkertson, and Volkertson will drain the three-pointer. Lincoln East is going to call another timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. It is 54-47, a seven-point Kearney High lead with 14.6 to go here in the ball game. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back with the final 15 seconds or so right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here. You know, like I say, you don't want to count your chickens till they're hatched, but right now Kearney High has a seven-point lead with 14.6 to go, and I believe East is out of timeout. So after a made bucket, Kearney High could let 5 seconds expire before they even have to inbound it. So unlike the college and pro game, clock does not stop after a made basket in the final minute. Kearney High facing some pressure here, and they'll inbound it, and we've got a timeout for Kearney High. Bearcats call timeout on the inbounds, and I don't know if they'll put 0.3 back on the clock or not. This 30-second timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. They are not putting any more time on there. The timeout came as the ball was being inbounded. So they took off a 0.3 off the clock. There's 14.3 to go. As the Cats do call the timeout, they still have three timeouts left if they want to use them. They just don't want to commit any turnovers here. And yeah, they have to stay because they did take off the 0.3. Yeah, so the Bearcats will inbound it on the baseline. They said the timeout came before the inbounds, then they would be able to still run the baseline, but they can't. And that was good work there by assistant coach Clark to make sure they knew whether or not they could run it or not. Ball inbounded and the foul immediately. They get it in to Stitham, and Stitham's going to step to the line. And she's going to have a couple more free throws. Stitham came into the game 22 of 39 from the free throw line. That was 54%. And she'll have two free throws here. This one is short. Score remains 54-47. There's 13.1 to go. Bearcats still lead it by three possessions. Allie Rowe, the 6 foot tall freshman to hit a three pointer earlier, checks back into the ballgame. Second free throw by Stitham is up and good. So she does make the second one, and it's an 8-point Kearney High lead. 8 seconds to go. Driving here is Barry. Barry's going to kick it out. Three-pointer for Snyder. That's going to go out of bounds. They're going to try to save it, but they're already out of bounds when that occurs. So Lincoln East is going to miss the three-pointer, and now Kearney High will inbound it with 3.7 to go. And I'm surprised they're putting any pressure on. They get it to Stitham. She's just going to hold the ball, have it knocked out of her hands here by Grace Berry at the buzzer. But the horn will sound, and the Bearcats will pick up their ninth win of the season. A final of 55-47. So Kearney High hits the road and picks up a hard-fought 8-point win here against the Spartans of Lincoln East High School. Once again, 55-47 is our final. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here to the Lincoln East Gymnasium, as this is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. So Lincoln East rattles off a couple of 10-0 runs, one in the late in the second quarter, one late in the fourth quarter, to make this thing kind of interesting, but also Kearney High build a 16-point first-half lead, led by 18 in the second half, and they go on to win this one against Lincoln East, 55-47. And, again, I'm not adept enough to write down the last time that Kearney High scored a field goal, but I don't think they scored a field goal in about the last 3 minutes of the game. They did hit some free throws down the stretch, and they had that big lead as they were able to win this one somewhat comfortably, I guess an 8-point win, 55-47. But anytime you can go on the road in Class A and come away with a win against a team that's over 500, you're going to take that every single time. Kearney High now 9-4 on the season. Lincoln East is now 8-7 after the Bearcats pick up a 55-47 win. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Lincoln East. And for the Spartans, they got 15 points from Danielle Snyder in the ball game, and I had her with three rebounds as well. But Kenneth Volkwitzen hit a couple of three-pointers off the bench. She finished with 7 in the game. Allie Rowe with 5. Grace Berry, 4. Caroline Spethman with 4. Alyssa Juergens had 4. Shelby Brown had 4 points. And Maddie Vidlock had 2 points in the game, and K.J. Rowe finished with 2 points in the game as well. Unofficially, I had Lincoln East shooting from the field about 40% in the game, pretty solid, but some turnovers really kind of kept them from having a lot of real good opportunities. And Kearney High did a great job of rebounding, out-rebounding Lincoln East 34-12 in the game. And unofficially, I had Kearney High being able to shoot about 50% from the field. Unofficially, I have the Bearcats 18 of 36 from the field. They shot 7 3-pointers in the game. And again, they were able to win this one comfortably. Also at the free throw line, they had 19 free throws. They were 12 of 19. Lincoln East was only 3 of 5. But again, a rebounding margin of 22 here for the Bearcats as they go on and picked up the win by a final of 55-47. Checking the numbers here for Kearney High. And they were led today by Kelsey Stidham. Stidham finished with 17 points in the game. Lauren Spiker with 15 points, and Skylar Snyder with 13. And I had Snyder also with 10 rebounds in the game. Elsewhere, Brianna Miller, Obermiller, with 6 points. Stacey Peters with 2. Brianna Miller with 2 points to go with 14 rebounds and 4 blocks in the game. So a great effort today by Miller. Again, 14 rebounds. Snyder finished with 10. And again, as a team, the Bearcats out-rebounded Lincoln East 34-12, a 22-rebound margin here for the Bearcats as they now improve their record to 9-4 on the season. And they'll be back in action tomorrow against Omaha Marion. Kind of an unusual doubleheader for the Cats at home tomorrow as the two, they're not co-ed schools, they're the opposite of that. And I'm not even sure what the word is as the two Catholic schools from Omaha that are single-gender schools coming into town. Omaha Marion will take on the Lady Bearcats first, and then it will be the Creighton Prep boys who will take on Kearney High after that. Marion, by the way, is 9-3 on the season, so that'll be a pretty good test for the Lady Bearcats tomorrow as they do pick up a 55-47 win. Our tip-off for the boys' game is in about 23 minutes or so, so we'll step away for about 15 minutes, and then we'll be back with the pregame as we'll set the stage here for Lincoln East and Kearney High. Again, the two boys' teams have almost identical records as well, just as we had in the girls' game, and we'll see if the Bearcats can pick up a nice win on the road like the Lady Cats did just a few moments ago, winning it 55-47. I'm Randy Bushka for engineer Caleb Henry back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back in about 15 minutes or so for coverage of the boys game here from Lincoln East, but we'll send it back to the studios until then.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.